that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. On today's program, we talk with the two directors of Animation Chico, a festival that screens funny, poignant, and imaginative animated films from around the world. Animation Chico is happening tomorrow from 11 to 4 at Chico Theater Company. But today, we'll hear all about this unique event. We'll also be talking with a group of Chico artists who call themselves the Claymates. Their ceramic creations include wildly whimsical teapots, garden embellishments, dog bone ornaments, and more. You can see some of their works on display this weekend at Pat Kosis's ceramic studio in Chico. But we'll be talking with those Claymates coming up here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
Reading's Riverfront Playhouse ends its run of The Man Who Came to Dinner. The final days to see this classic comedy filled with colorful characters, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. At the Cascade Theater, Reading City Ballet presents Sleeping Beauty. Enjoy this fantastical tale of a princess, a hero, fairies, and a magic curse, all accompanied by Tchaikovsky's magnificent score. It's on stage tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. Tomorrow, there's also a 2 o'clock matinee, followed by a Sleeping Beauty tea. Kids are invited to enjoy sweets as they get autographs from and pictures with the cast. Then on Sunday at the Cascade, Jake Shimabukuro, ukulele wizard, wows the audience with covers of rock classics and his own compositions. That's Sunday night at the Cascade Theater, starting at 7:30. Tonight in Chico at 7:30, Shimabukuro will be playing at the university's Laxon Auditorium. Tuesday night at Reading's Cascade, Aaron Neville's Christmas Celebration. Starting at 7:30, experience an evening of holiday standards with Neville, a powerhouse of soul, R&B, and contemporary pop. The Orland Art Center has photographs from the Shutterbug Photography Group in an exhibit, This Wondrous World. The center's open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 6. In Chico, the Blue Room Theater stages its original adaptation of A Christmas Carol. Scrooge and His Ghosts gather tonight and tomorrow, starting at 7:30. At Chico Theater Company, the wild romp, Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and Then Some. It's a fast-paced trip through every Christmas tale you've ever heard, with lots of audience participation. Showtimes are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and Sunday at 2. Tonight, the Chico State Guitar Ensemble performs an eclectic mix of music for their fall concert, From Bach to Rock. It's at the Zing Recital Hall in the new Arts and Humanities Building. Curtain time is 5 o'clock, just under 2 hours from now. Tomorrow at CSU, students display their Terpsichorean talents in a variety of dance styles. You can attend this dance showcase for free tomorrow at the Harlan Adams Theater, starting at 7:30. At the university's Janet Turner Print Museum, tomorrow is the final day of its exhibit, Wide Open Spaces, Janet Turner Prints with Photos of the Big Chico Creek Ecological Reserve. The Turner's hours tomorrow, 11 to 4. The Chico Art Center continues its winter gift show featuring original creations, pottery, jewelry, and more. The center's open 7 days a week, noon to 4. Stories 5 is the show now at 1078 Gallery, bringing together five artists with strong ties to Chico. Gallery hours, 12:30 to 5:30, Thursday through Saturday. Just three more chances to see the comedy One Man, Two Governors at Theater on the Ridge in Paradise. This frenetic farce plays tonight or tomorrow at 7:30, or you can attend the final performance Sunday at 2. In Yuba City, the Acting Company stages Christmas Bells, a light-hearted comedy drama. Three feuding Southern sisters struggle to put together a holiday pageant. The play begins at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, and there's a Sunday matinee at 2. Also this weekend at Yuba City's Acting Company, The Best Gift Ever. This play for the holiday season is performed by kids for kids and their families. Two chances to see this Christmastime comedy, both tomorrow at 1 o'clock and again at 3. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Celebrating a birthday today, actor John Malkovich. He explains, you have to play your characters, not like them.
Listening here to a piece of music by Eric Satie, Parade. It's the inspiration for an animated film, one of the 32 animated shorts, showing at Animation Chico tomorrow. Animation Chico. That's the name of the event at Chico Theater Company. We have the co-directors of the event here, Josh Funk and Sean Dyer.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah. You came up with the original idea for this festival last year, Josh, is that right?
Actually, Sean approached me about it because he had run other festivals.
I spent a little while working as one of the founders of the Shorts Film Festival and then decided to split off and do my own thing. After that, I created a film festival called the HaFest, which is an international comedy film festival. And I ran that for a couple of years. And then I thought, you know, I get a lot of animations that come through mm-hmm. here. There's probably a good market just to start an animation festival. My friend Josh here was working on his second animation by that time, and I decided I'd give him a call, find out if he's interested, and he was.
Josh, what is it about animation that makes it its own thing compared to other kinds of films?
It takes a certain kind of person to successfully get through an animation. It's at times frustrating and tedious, and you just want to rip your hair out if it doesn't go right because you have to start all over again. Not every kind of person could just sit there and do this over and over and over.
I guess for anybody listening who hasn't really even thought about it this much, I guess we should remind people that when you're doing an animation, you're having to create 24 frames for every second, right?
Yes. You're going picture by picture to finish your animation.
And there's a couple of different styles of animation that will be represented at Animation Chico.
Many forms of animation, and some of them crisscross a little bit. So we have stop motion animation. Sometimes it's made with paper or clay. We actually have one stop motion animated film from Hungary called Beyond with human puppets and also some 3D printed puppets. Also, we have 2D animation, your traditional, if you think of, you know, Disney, Looney mm-hmm. Tunes, hand-drawn animation.
Uh-huh.
And then some other computer animated ones as well.
Sean, what do you find special about animation to devote a whole film festival to it?
I find animation the same things that I find special about all filmmaking. You know, it's people taking their time to make something creative, to take the idea that's in their head and show it to the world. It's just kind of an incredible thing. These are people who are literally creating their dreams, putting them out there, and able to communicate that with other people.
Do you think that animation has less boundaries in that you can go from a concept in the head and put that on the screen in ways that you couldn't with live-action filming?
Yes, absolutely. There are things that you can do with animation that would cost so much money to make in a more, for lack of a better word, realistic scenario with real actors, et cetera. Animation, you can create, for example, Josh, he's created entire environments in his garage, made entire films on a table.
So altogether, I hear that we have 32 films showing at Animation Chico.
We have four blocks of films. The show is all ages, but the very last block is going to have some material that's not suitable for younger viewers, and we'll make an announcement before that. Nothing too out there, but we wanted to give some warnings.
Well, last year, of course, it was at the El Rey Theater downtown Chico. Unfortunately, the El Rey Theater is not available at the present time for anyone, but we're doing it at Chico Theater Company. What will it be like doing it in that smaller theater venue as opposed to the big El Rey?
Well, I'm hoping that it'll be a lot more personal. I loved being at the El Rey. It's a beautiful place. I mean, the whole point of it is to network and meet other filmmakers and showcase talent. And I felt like in such a large venue before, maybe it wasn't as easy to do that. So this time around, I'm thinking, you know, we're all going to be shoulder to shoulder, but that's going to be a good thing.
Well, let's talk about some of the specific films, some of those 32 films.
One of the films I think the audience is really going to love is from an Australian animator named Mikey Hill, and it's called The Orchestra. It's about a world where you have all of these versions of yourself, these miniature versions of yourself playing instruments that depict your emotions. So the main character in the film is this old man, and he's got these little versions of him, these little old men playing tubas and whatever. And if he's sad, they're playing sad music. And if he's happy, they're playing happy music. And it's really well animated, and it's just a lot of fun. I think people will like that.
Another one of the films that we have is a film called Parade des Sati by Koji Yamamura from Japan. It's one of our longer films, but it's really, really interesting. To me, it looks similar to the styles of animation that you would have seen, almost like Yellow Submarine-ish. Koji Yamamura is an Oscar-nominated director.
How do you get the word out to have people submit from all over the world for Animation Chico?
It's really cool because technology makes it pretty easy these days. Mm-hmm. We use a film submission platform called Film Freeway. The filmmakers, they sign up with their films, and then they're able to submit to various film festivals. It comes up on the thing, and they can just submit to whatever they want, and it can be anywhere. Our film festival is an international. We're very specifically an international film festival. So people from other countries search for international film festivals, and then we pop up, and that's that.
So how many blocks are there tomorrow at the festival?
We have four different blocks throughout the day. Each block is just under an hour, and each block is specially structured for the maximum entertainment value.
There's an extra added attraction, I understand, tomorrow at Animation Chico, the live musical guest.
Yeah, last year we had the Michelin Embers play while we debuted their stop-motion music video that I directed, and people really loved it. They liked having a break from watching the films, and it was a big hit, so we decided to make it a tradition, and this year we have Henry Crook Bird playing. He's an American folk and country blues musician and songwriter, originally from Yuba City. He's excellent. I'm really excited to have him and for people to hear what he can do.
Here's a sample original song written and performed by Henry Crook Bird.
Four Bites Full. It's a song about how bad my dad and I were at fishing back in the day. Mm-hmm. It's 5, 6, 7 in the morning. Father and son headed out to the lake. Pop out the back, grab a pole and line. Lunch in the knapsack, dinner on the mind. Up the winding road on the edge of the canyon, out by the dam and the virgin pines, tucked in the hills with the greenhouse farm, scattered in the shade by the worn-out mines. Carrots and tea and a can of worms, double and paddle and a red canoe, extra sweater and a pair of boots, a boy and a man and not one clue. And it's 9, 10, 11 in the morning, far past time when the fish are on the shoreline and laid back, going through the motion, staring at the sun and murdering time. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 sunfish floating in a bucket, sitting in the back of my dad's old Ranger. Bring them home to mom, gonna gut him with a steak knife. 4 bites full and your dinner's all done. Carrots and tea and a can of worms, double and paddle and a red canoe, extra sweater and a pair of boots, a boy and a man and not one clue.
What is your full mission statement about what you want Animation Chico to do?
Well, I mean, overall, our mission is we want to promote the art of contemporary animation and film. We want to celebrate the old and new styles, and especially with the latest technologies such as 3D printing and CG. Overall, we just hope to encourage young artists and filmmakers to share their work with the world, and especially our community here in Chico. And hopefully we can get some films from local filmmakers in years to come.
We've been talking about Animation Chico. That's the event that happens tomorrow. What's the time on this?
The doors open at 10:30 and the show starts at 11.
And then each block is about an hour. People will have time to eat lunch in there somewhere.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. There will be 10-minute breaks, and then we're going to have a lunch break as well.
And this festival is happening at Chico Theater Company on Eaton Road between 99 and Esplanade. Well, we've been talking with co-directors of Animation Chico, Josh Funk and Sean Dyer. Thanks to you guys for coming in and talking about this.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and I'm so happy to be in Mother Goose's workshop. So I'm looking at Pat Kosas, who is known as a ceramist, but also for 18 years has been Mother Goose. Tell us about that.
Well, I auditioned in 2002 to be a party guest at the Chico Community Ballet's Nutcracker and instead got assigned the role of Mother Goose, which means I get to ride around on the stage on this 10-foot-tall contraption containing up to 10 children under my skirts. So I've been involved with the Chico Community Ballet for, I think it's 14 years, but it's been loads of fun, and I've watched a lot of my little goslings grow up.
I'm here in your ceramic studio. Tell us about the event coming up.
My Claymates and I, which is what we call ourselves, we make all things mud related, and we will have our annual Christmas show at 356 East 2nd Avenue here in Chico. I'm on the corner of Laburnum. A lot of you have been to my studio before, and the Laburnum gate will be open. Come on in for some Christmas cheer and see what we've been doing.
Well, I'm now going to be speaking with Sister Goose, who in real life is a sister of Mother Goose.
Hi, my name is Kay Wooldridge, and I'm Pat's sister. We've been doing clay together for so many years, we can't even remember when we started. We've been making art together since we were babies. Pat moved here about 20 years ago and built a studio, and we've just been doing production work, inspiring each other, stealing ideas from each other. We still are doing that, and we do live next door to each other. I'm sure a lot of you who know Pat and me know that that's one of the attractions. that we have in our lives is that we're so lucky to live next door to each other.
Well, you also have collected under your wings some wonderful Goslings. Let's talk to Gosling Lauren Mesa.
I've been in the studio for about 4 years. I love this place for a lot of reasons. I love having art in my life, but I also love the people, and we have formed such close bonds. For instance, if you're in the room using the spray booth or wedging clay outside and you hear laughter in the inside room, you just hightail it to this room to be around to find out what's going on. So we have fun, we have potluck parties, we help one another when we go through life experiences like losing a loved one. It's a unique place to be friends and also to do work that you love.
How about Virginia Wrights?
I've been fortunate enough to be at the studio for 8 years now. I first met Pat when she was teaching at Butte College, and then was able to meet Kay when I came to the studio. And they are such supportive, knowledgeable, and always lend a helping hand to everyone. And it's just a great environment. We love coming here. It's like your home away from home.
I'm looking around and I'm feeling like smiling and laughing all the time. So do you think it comes out in the ceramic pieces that you're doing?
Definitely, because we start working on something and everyone will add a little bit of, oh, that's so cute, or why don't you do this, or why don't you add that color? And so when we do that, I think it does show in our ceramics. It brings out the friendship we all have because we're helping each other.
Well, what is it about ceramics that is so appealing and adds so much to daily life?
Ceramics is kind of elemental, you know. It's got an ancient history. It's been around for at least 30,000 years. We've used it as human beings to feed ourselves, to be able to drink water, to carry our water from the streams. It's just been such a part of our daily lives for so many thousands of years, yet it's so malleable. We can create pretty much anything out of what we want, from a very traditional soup bowl to a fantastical penguin flying through the air or a pelican sitting on a post. And the other thing that's so lovely about clay is you do it with your hands. You don't need a lot of special tools to do it. We can sit around the table. Each of us can be creating our own special thing. I think of an old-time sewing circle or something, except we're making bells and bowls and totems and such. It's very elemental.
Lauren, how about your garden ornaments?
Well, I love being in the garden. It's such a healing place. I think a lot of us feel that way. For instance, I used to think, oh, I'd love to live somewhere where there were quail. And I don't live where there are quail. So I thought, I'm going to make a quail to put in my yard. And then when I walk up my pathway, I'm like, oh, there's my quail. So I have a chicken, a ceramic chicken in my yard, and a quail on a rock. And I have signs in different places to remind me of why I love the garden so much. Just color and life and just reminders. I love the reminders of what is so important in life.
Well, looking back in history, gardens have always been a place for people to kind of kick back and pursue their amorous and playful instincts, and it's a place where there are fantasies enacted in sculptures. So you're really carrying on that tradition. What do you think of that, Kay?
I think you're right on the button with that. And another thing about clay that I'd like to mention is that what fascinates me a lot is you can give 15 of these people in the studio the same pound of clay. You know, everybody's got clay from the same bag, and you'll get 15 absolutely different and fabulous and wonderful versions of the personalities coming out of their hands and making things that are so personal and so unique. It's so zen. It's very rewarding. It's very therapeutic to play with mud.
Well, it really counteracts a lot of the mass-produced culture that we have all around us.
I think there's a place for mass-produced things in our lives. However, the way things have gone is I think we get inundated with it, and we need, almost are required, for me anyway, to make something that's not mass-produced, something that's very different and unique. One of the things that fascinates me with ceramics, beyond the creativity of making something beautiful, is it's also very technical. There's like a whole other side from the creative part, the chemistry, the fire, what happens in that whole process that just gets my juices rolling. I love that stuff. I think we need a little more non-mass produced items in our life.
Well, it reminds us that we're all really pretty quirky when you come to think about it. I'm seeing a lot of acknowledgement of that.
Yeah.
One thing that always tickles me about ceramics is that there are people out there every day using something that somebody made, that I made, or that my sister made, or Lauren, or Jitter, and they'll have breakfast with it every day, or their tea at night. And when they hold it, because I know I do this, when I hold a handmade thing, I think about the process and the person. So I know that when our work is out there, little bits of us are out there letting people know that everything starts with your hands.
It's also a very democratic and affordable form of art. I'm looking right at you with your wonderful nickname of Jitter.
Well, it's nice. I mean, you can go buy a bag of clay and you can make so many things out of that bag of clay. We do that often. And the other thing I was going to say, too, about the mass-produced stuff is that we'll be working on something in the studio, and sometimes what happens with us is we'll think, oh, that doesn't look really good, and we'll go, that's okay. We could go buy it somewhere if we wanted it to be perfect. What's really fun to just have the freedom to use your hand and do the things that you enjoy. And however it turns out, we all love seeing what other people create.
I just want to say one little thing, shout out for my people, as the Mother Goose Gosling thing is, I've had the honor to watch my people grow and become artists and be able to sell their work and learn how to market and get themselves out there. When you come to the show, I'll be the one in the corner grinning because I'm so proud of all my kids. Yay on you guys.
Pat, can you give us a recap on the details?
Please join us this evening for our opening reception. We will be open from 4 until 8. There will be 15 artists for your pleasure. Most of them will be ceramic artists, but we will have a wonderful friend of mine who does glass work as well as a lovely painter. The address is 356 East 2nd Avenue, and as I mentioned before, I have a gate on the Laburnum side. I'm on the corner of East 2nd Avenue and Laburnum. Just come on in the gate and we'll be ready to go. On Saturday, we'll be open from 10 until 4.
Christmas bells and ornaments, tableware and bowls, cards, paintings, totems, teapots, jewelry, and more.
Woo! Thank you!
And that is Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program in its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in your community. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.